This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, who's just returned from Australia, from his native Perth. Gregory commenting on the new Australia Defense Review, guiding the future for Australia to look to the north to defend itself from the aggression of the People's Republic of China, to reach into the South China Sea and farther north, using long-range missiles, both air-launched and sea-launched, to fend off the Chinese swarming out of East Asia, over Taiwan, and towards the South China Sea, perhaps the Philippines, perhaps Japan. In other words, a war in the Indo-Pacific. Gregory details the weapons, and then he speaks of the significance of the fact that this new review is under the auspices of ANZUS. It very much resembles the present treaty between Australia, New Zealand, and the United States. At the same time, Gregory points to the other alliance that is newborn, that's AUKUS, Australia, the United Kingdom, and the U.S. Here's Gregory on the immediate future in the Indo-Pacific and the preparation for war with China.
The acquisition of longer-range strike capabilities, which would be carried out by the Air Force and by the Navy in particular, further into the north, further taking the fight, if you like, out into the South China Sea and out in, and beyond that. So they're looking at long-range weapons. They're looking at enhancing the Air Force's already high capability with the addition of long-range anti-ship capabilities. They're looking at enhancing the Navy, not just with the nuclear submarines, but also with unmanned submarines, which will be capable of offensive operations and the like, adding air power supplements such as the Ghost Bat unmanned aircraft, which would fly alongside the F-35s and F-18 Super Hornets to carry long-range weapons further out. They're also looking at adding capabilities to the Army in its power projection role by adding landing ships, and of course they've got two very heavy flat-top carriers which are capable of taking amphibious assault craft up into the Asian region. So it's all moving ahead very successfully. But what was significant about the Defense Strategic Review, conducted by a former chief of the defense staff and a former defense minister to make recommendations to the new government of Australia, was that they essentially made it all about Australia's strategic partnership with the United States under the ANZUS Treaty, the Australia-New Zealand-United States Treaty. Now, this is significant because Australia now has an even more important strategic pact, AUKUS, Australia, United Kingdom, United States, and that's the basis under which Australia will acquire nuclear-powered conventionally armed submarines compatible with the United States and the United Kingdom navies. But the Defense Strategic Review really touched, I think, two or three times only on AUKUS as a subordinate. They were looking at it as a subordinate treaty to ANZUS. And the reality is that AUKUS is of far greater reach and strategic import than ANZUS itself. And given the dubious participation of New Zealand at the moment within ANZUS, what we're really seeing is that ANZUS is and should be subordinate to the AUKUS treaty. Now, there's got to be some political reason why this Defence Strategic Review has played down AUKUS, and I suspect it's been so that it doesn't continue to antagonize the People's Republic of China.
I'm John Batchelor.